Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. In these days of overlapping niches, it's not unusual to like Afro jazz, dub and indie rock at the same time. It's less common to find all those on one CD by one band, but that's the case with You Have Been Warned by New Telepathics, the band of globe-trotting Kiwi multi-instrumentalist Darren Harkness, who's with us now. Darren, you played in several groups here, from Scratch, Dead Flowers, Spacesuit, before heading over to Europe. When exactly was that?
When did I move to Europe?
Yeah.
In 1999, yeah.
What did you go over just as an OE thing, or to pursue a musical career?
It was for music. I went there in 98, we were touring with From Scratch, and when I had some time off, I went to London and met some people who ended up becoming my close friends, and did a John Peel session. I was like, oh shit, hang on, I'm in the BBC, this is great. So I kind of got a bit inspired and thought, all right, I'm going to just go. And when I was here in that time in the 90s, you know, people knew me from those bands, but I was doing all this other music and figuring, how do I break out of this? And so I just thought, just go and just try it.
Right, well, let's talk about all the other stuff you do, the sheer range of the kinds of music. I mean, have you always been like that?
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like I spent years just learning. In my eyes, I was just figuring out music. I've always been into, for me, there's no genres in my brain, you know, it's music's music, and if it's good, it's good, and if it's not good, don't listen to it. But so I've always had I'm a vinyl junkie as a kid, so I just, whenever I hear of anything, oh, who's Johnny Hooker, who's Sun Ra, I find stuff out, you know, and listen. And
That's quite the list of influences on your MySpace page, actually.
Well, people told me I should do that, you know, put those on there, so I did.
Now, on the new EP, one thing that jumped out for me immediately was, oh my God, you've worked with a guy from Sun Ra's band, which might not mean a lot to all the listeners, but it certainly meant a lot to me. How did that happen?
That's Dave. Well, he's not actually on the EP, but Dave should have been on tour here, but he had some dates come up in Europe, which is fair enough, with the orchestra. But I went and saw the orchestra in London a couple of times, and one of the times I met a percussionist, Alison, and I gave him a number, and I'm practicing one day. He says, hey, Darren, he rings up, it's Alison here from the orchestra. We're leaving tomorrow. Come down to the hotel for a beer. And so I was like, yeah, I'd love to, absolutely. So I went down, hung out, and trombone player Dave, he wanted a little smoke, actually, and came down to my place, and we hung out and drank tea, and just became really good friends. So the next time he came over to London, he rang up straight away. And so I was hanging out with a few guys from the orchestra. For me, it was quite amazing to meet those guys. So yeah, it came about from just a nice friendship, really.
Right, so do you have any formal jazz training yourself?
I learnt jazz drums as a kid. I studied jazz drums as a kid, and classical piano, but taught myself guitar and bass.
But when you first got to London, you went into a rock band, Seraphim.
Seraphim, yeah. I was playing guitar with Seraphim, guitar and keys, and
And you had a bit of what sounds like a slightly trying brush with the music industry with that act, didn't you?
Absolutely. You know, it's we had a major deal with Elektra, and they were words I wouldn't want to use on the show. Interesting. Oh, I tell you, no, it was interesting dealing with major labels, you know. So I dealt with majors, independent labels, and I decided to start my own label. So the new Seraphim album's just come out on my label.
Right, but the hiatus you had to have with Seraphim, did that kind of create the space for New Telepathics?
The first New Telepathics gigs were in Auckland in 1999, the 2 months before I left. And Seraphim was really busy in London. We took off straight away, and we were playing festivals and unbelievable, just touring constantly. And it was really quite successful in an underground way. And so I was so busy. We sold about 40,000 albums of that first copy. Not much, not enough for Elektra to want to pursue it, but
that still sounds pretty good to me.
It was great for us, and that was just on all these license deals we had through Europe, you see. And anyway, that was really good. So I kept New Telepathics just doing one or two shows a year in Europe while Seraphim was so busy. And then about 3 or 4 years ago, Seraphim became less busy, and I just put my emphasis back on New Telepathics, which is what I really want to do. So Seraphim still exists, but when we want to, basically.
So how do you support yourself? Is music paying the bills?
It's hard. It's difficult. And I need some money and I need some support and I'm struggling. But it's what I want to do, and it's, you know, it's what I do. So I'm doing it and I believe in it. So and I don't care how hard it is. I've had a squat in Brixton in London, which has helped me a lot, you know, not paying rent there. And when I've been in Germany the last 2.5 years, that's really, really cheap, a lot cheaper than here.
Because I was interested that, you know, people like James Milne and Colin from the Moccasins are living in London and actually being able to make a go of it, not having to work day jobs. It seems like that.
It's difficult, yeah. I haven't had a day job as such for about 5 years. It's just, well, I focus more, you know, and yeah, it's hard, but it's the only way to go for me.
Can we talk about Remember Fella, the sure. track on the EP? That's the one that really jumps out because it sort of, you know, apart from the fact that it's completely different from everything else there, it's quite an ambitious thing to do, to record an Afrobeat track.
Well, I mean, it's funny, I don't see it as an Afrobeat track, but everyone does, and I'm just wondering if it's because it's Fella, people's brains go, it must be Afrobeat. But I think if I took those lyrics away, would people say that? I don't know. But it's actually that track. Well, I just, you know, jammed out at home, and the words, they don't actually, you know, I actually say, remember Fella's government killed him. They didn't actually kill him, but it's a symbol of the pressures and that he got from the military and the government because they hated him, and he was standing up for things. You know, they had a sort of the politics of the 70s and 80s in Nigeria were pretty evil. So it's kind of I use him as a symbol for artists who actually stand up and say, you know, hey, this is not cool. So that's it's fun, you know. I don't know, have you seen the video?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, that's very silly.
It's fun, it's fun. So I mean, that for me symbolises what it's about, you know. A lot, it's a fun track, you know, it's what it is, it's a fun track.
And on the other hand, on the EP, you've got songs that specifically refer to home. I get the impression that even though you've been living in Europe, you've conscious of New Zealand.
I love New Zealand, and I'm thinking of moving back here because I love it so much. It depends on money. So yeah, I love New Zealand, and it's a big part of my life, obviously.
And you've been recording some stuff while you're back here. Out at Piha
today. No, actually, I was going to, but I've been recording up in Simon Street with Andrew Buckton, quite ambitious because I had my musicians out from Europe for some dates, and I decided I wanted to record the new album while they were here. So because I got no money, I thought, oh, how am I going to do this? A friend gave a bank manager gave me a credit card, and so I recorded an album in 5 days, recorded all the music live in 3 days, and just spent yesterday finished all the vocals, and today I'm mixing. So I'm hoping to mix the whole album today, which is highly ambitious, but I've got really clear ideas how I'm producing it and what needs to be done, and everything's for me quite obvious what needs to be done.
Are there creative advantages to working that fast, just getting the ideas?
I love it. Yeah. I totally love working fast. In the last 2 years I've recorded about 200 tracks demoed at home, and I just love working fast, you know. You know, good. I don't brush things over and go, that'll do. I make sure I do a good job of it.
You seem like a prodigious individual. You've got multiple bands. You've written 200 tracks. Does it just, I mean...
It's my life.
You can't help it.
I can't help it. That's right. Oh, no, it's just... Yeah, I know I'm funny. I'm in some weird place that people can't pin me down, put me anywhere. I know. I'm aware of that. But I figure I just keep doing it, and maybe one day people will be able to absorb what I do.
So what's going to happen to the recordings you're doing now? Have you got any sort of time frame for releasing them?
Yeah, I'm going to release them later in the year. I'm going to sit on it. If I get some more money, then I can tweak it a couple more days in the studio later on. And I've got to target some companies to license out through Europe. And, yeah, there's a few people who are interested, so I need to just send some key tracks to them and just work on the business side of it for a few months, try and get some support, use it to maybe try and get some grants. I hope I can get some funding because I really need it. And yeah, I'll put it out later in the year, and then hopefully bring the musicians back if there's some money so we can tour it down this part of the world.
That seems like quite a good way to work, to own your recording and put it out on your own label and then
get license deals. It seems to be the best thing to do. Hard to say.
So where are you actually resident in Europe now? Are you back in London or...?
I'm not legally allowed to live in London or Germany. I've been sort of winging it backwards and forwards. So I've been in Germany for 2.5 years and just crossing the borders all the time. It's been easier for me to get into London this way. But I'm having trouble because they're all saying, yeah, look, you got so many stamps. Hello, hello. I think you need a visa. So I'm back here for a few months and at this time I'm deciding where I need to be based. I've got to figure all this out.
Well, you wouldn't be the first New Zealand artist to have a happy home in Germany. It seems to be quite a receptive place.
It's wonderful and it's quite cheap to live there. But Germany has been fantastic to me. They've been... really supportive, really, really, really supportive. It's really exciting, actually.
Oh, well, best of luck with the rest of your time here and the recordings.
Yeah, thanks, Russ.
Whatever else happens.
Yeah, cheers. I'll make sure you get a copy soon.
Yeah.
That's it for another week at Public Address Radio here on Radio Live. If there was something that you missed, want to hear again, go to publicaddress.net/radio. Thank you to our guests today, Ben Thomas from the NBR and Darren Harkness from the New Telepathics. I'm Damien Christie.
I'm Russell Brown.
Thanks as always to NZ On Air. We'll leave you today with the sounds of the New Telepathics. Remember, fella.
Feel like Gucci, this government killer.